At any stage you're at in business, you have to ask, what is my expertise? What am I really good at?
Do I want to differentiate myself? I don't want to be a boring brand like everybody else. Where do I start? How do I start doing the soul seeking?
You want your audience to be the one that you can impact the most so that you create that impact and you create raving fans that refer you and talk about you and help build your audience outside of just you to them and your own market. This world of branding and marketing yourself as an individual is applicable to anyone. Marketing is what you say about yourself, but branding is what others say about you when you've left the room.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. On 15 Minute Friday, I talk to extraordinary business leaders to provide actionable insights. And you guessed it, used to be 15 minutes or less. We sometimes go over, but around 15 minutes. Today on the show, we're welcoming Henry Sims. Henry, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Dude, I'm excited to have you here. Quick intro. Henry is the co-owner of Sims Media. He helps personal brands bring clarity and simplicity to the way that they brand and market themselves so that they can cut through all of the noise and connect with their ideal client. Other than the fact your father, Steve Sims, he was Learn, Speak, Teach, LST 56. That's in the show notes. Other than that, which is a completely side tangent, what does the bio miss? What would you like the audience to know about you that maybe isn't in that quick hit bio?
So I guess I like to keep it simple and not expand too much on the bios, but that is what we do, is we help people make the way they brand and market themselves a whole lot simpler and easier so that it can actually be implemented and it helps their audience actually understand what the heck they do. So we've done that for all types of people. We've done it within the political arena for different politicians. We've worked with real estate and mortgage professionals, sales professionals, speakers, coaches, authors, all types of people, because this world of branding and marketing yourself as an individual is applicable to anyone.
Amen to that. I love how you opened that. I don't like to add too much to the bio because I like to keep it simple and it already is concise. So you guys get straight to the point. You're helping people with their branding, their marketing. And to kind of define the topic of our quick conversation, we like to start with a quote of some sort or an insight. What quote do you think is a good way to start this off?
Well, with what we do, there is a constant confusion between the difference of branding and marketing. And there's a lot of overlap and they work together. But one of the best quotes I heard was derived from Jeff Bezos. And he said that marketing is what you say about yourself, but branding is what others say about you when you've left the room. And that's a great way to start getting in this frame of mind of what is the difference of branding and marketing. And how do I go about addressing both areas?
Love it. So the marketing is what I'm saying about myself, the message I'm giving. But the brand is when someone's I'm out of the room. Are people talking about dirty laundry? Are they talking about me being good, bad? That's the brand and that's the distinction. Cool, man. Talk a little bit more about that. When I hear marketing is what we say about ourselves, is that important to even be saying nice things about myself? It sounds like, to me, my first gut to that quote is that the brand's more important because I can say whatever I want about myself, but what people say when I'm not in the room is more important to me. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So we talk about branding and marketing, and the reason why they work so closely together is because they are sequential. You need the branding and then the marketing. because the branding is this foundation and the core of your messaging and your culture that your marketing then amplifies. So what you say about yourself and how you market yourself is going to be dictated by the way that you defined your brand and the culture and message of what you want to put out there. And if you don't take the time to work on your branding first, then you don't have much clarity and you have a weak message and you have a weak culture, a weak vibe, and you end up amplifying that through your marketing. So you're marketing confusion and you're not standing out amongst all the other millions and millions of ads that are thrown in front of us every single day. And so that's why they work very close together, but the branding has to come first to make sure that when you are marketing yourself, when you are making content, when you are promoting an offer of yours, it's in line with the brand.
Yeah, you want alignment with the brand itself. And a lot of the listeners, we've talked about branding on the show, they might be a few steps forward building a personal brand or even a business brand. Some people might be brand new at branding, and they want to differentiate themselves. Let's start with brand new, just in case we want to meet people at any level. And I know we could probably do like 5 hours on this. Yeah. Where do I start? So I know I want to differentiate myself. I don't want to be a boring brand like everybody else. I know I want to differentiate myself. Where do I start? How do I start doing the soul seeking or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, no, it does actually entail quite a bit of that as a personal brand. The place you start is asking what your expertise is and then who that can impact the most. And you'd be surprised, like even if you're just starting your business or you've been in business for a while and it's making good money, both of those people have to ask these same questions. Quite often, someone's just been in the game longer and they've been able to kind of piece things together to make it successful enough, but it's not necessarily as good as it could be. So at any stage you're at in business, you have to ask, what is my expertise? What am I really good at? And then who can I impact the most? Because now you know about where your strength is and then also your audience, because you want your audience to be the one that you can impact the most so that you create that impact and you create raving fans that refer you and talk about you and help build your audience outside of just you to them and your own marketing. These outlets of referral and word of mouth start doing that work for you. So you want to find where you can have the most impact. And that's one thing, is finding that lane of you delivering this to a specific person. From there, you've got that clarity as to what you do and who you can impact the most. Now you can start looking online at your competition. If you have an idea of what you do and for who, start Googling the potential competitors out there. Look on YouTube, look on Google, see what other services and business exist in that arena and see how they're doing things. And I like to do that because when you start looking at your competition, quite often you'll find things that you don't like. You don't like the way they're doing things. You don't like the way they're visually representing themselves. And when you find those parameters of what you don't like, you've got those immediate things you can use to differentiate yourself and stand out and also call yourself out against your competition. Mm. And so with us, I remember looking at other agencies and seeing that the average agency looks really dull. Their websites are very plain, super clean cut, and I find them so boring, but that's the majority of them. So when I went about building my website, I was like, no, that's not me. I don't like that style. I don't want to conform to the way that everyone else is showing themselves. So I built out our website to be really rough, raw, strong, all of these elements. And that encaptures me and the way that I see the way that I do business and how I feel. but it also differentiates myself from other agencies visually right away. So I think the first steps is asking, what is my expertise? And then who can that impact the most? And then once you've got that, the next step would be looking at all of your competition to get an idea of how does everyone show up? Mm. What do I not like about it? How would I prefer to show up? And start defining all of those parameters.
So this is an amazing framework. I'm going to take it one additional level. So you guys are rough and raw. The website's punchy. What if someone doesn't feel like, I'm not overly rough or raw. I'm humble. I'm modest. I'm very corporate. I like a suit and tie. Like, how do you stand out if some people just don't stand out naturally? They'd rather fit in, and that's, I don't know, they're not ruffling a lot of feathers. What if someone's thinking, well, I'm not rough and raw, and I'm not bright and sparkly. I am kind of minimalistic and corporate. Can you stand out and still be minimalistic and corporate?
Yeah. So there's going to be the visual aspects to your branding of how you look, but there's also those other elements of your tonality, like how you, like the kind of words you use and how you phrase things in your copy, but also in your videos. I think videos are fantastic. And I'm sure everyone's heard enough of make videos, and probably sick of it by now. But the reason being, there's so many stimuli within videos. There's the actual message you're delivering. There's the way you look in it and the style of the editing and whatnot. And then the way that you sound and the way that your personality comes across as to how you formulate thoughts and sentences and deliver the actual content. So even if visually you're kind of fitting in with a lot of the other people, you can still find elements in your tone and you just as a personal character that will resonate with a particular audience. And that's the thing, is you just need to put yourself, your character out there and do it enough over and over again so that you have the opportunity to attract people who are like-minded and like to work with a more mellow character. I know myself, I'm a pretty mellow character. I consider myself pretty introverted. I like just staring and working in my projects for long periods of time. I don't need to be in the limelight and being loud and energetic like a lot of people think influencers have to be. And that resonates to a lot of the clients that I work with. And that makes our working relationship very enjoyable. So even if you are one of those mellower characters or someone that seems to fit in with a lot of other people, you're still going to attract a particular person, especially when you talk about some of your personal hobbies and such. Within personal branding, it's just as important, if not more, to talk about you as a person than it is your business, because there's so many of the same businesses and services out there. There's not a lack of those opportunities to get a particular piece of help that you need. But doing it with someone that you know, like, and trust is going to make the difference. So for me, on my socials, if you look me up at Henry D. Sims, you'll see motorcycle racing, making coffees, listening to metal music and whatnot. These are things that I love and that are part of me and my major character. And so I share that, and I get lots of people through LinkedIn, a platform where everyone thinks you have to be in suit and tie, watching me in my race suit, flying around a racetrack on my motorcycle, reaching out because it's a conversation point of something that they're also interested in and find entertaining. And now we've got a connection. And that's what branding aims to achieve, is a connection with your audience and developing this culture. So even if you think that you seem the same, I guarantee you're not. If you show who you are as a person and your business, the two will combine to bring that personality to your business, some point of relatability that will connect with your ideal clients.
It's amazing. And it's so darn simple. Like motorcycles, coffee, metal, that could be your differentiator, that you're just a little different than the person that doesn't like that stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong. You were talking about tone and, you know, just putting yourself out there. If you're in an industry where someone's not using video at all, you could differentiate yourself just by being the only person doing it.
Yeah. I remember an example of a construction group. There was a couple that had signed with this group to have their house built. And the person they had signed with didn't have any social media presence at all, but they had a long history of great work, a decent website, testimonials, all this stuff. But the wife in that couple went online, and as she was doing research of possible other groups that could build their home, she found someone on Instagram and was able to just see their posts, kind of get an idea of their personality and see them as a person in day-to-day life, because social media is very casual and much more frequent interaction than your website, which you update maybe every 6 months. They were able to look at the social, and even though the person that she found on Instagram hadn't been in the business as long and didn't have as many testimonials and such to rave about their work, she liked his character and she was able to learn about his character through his Instagram. And they actually signed with him instead. They canceled the other deal and signed with this guy on Instagram just because he showed up and this other guy didn't. So to your point, showing up is half the battle.
Showing up, dude. It's we're both calm personalities, so I feel like this could become 50-minute Friday. So to wrap up in a second, I want people to grab their pen or pencil, because we're going to integrate what we learned with an action step. But while people are kind of getting ready to pull that pencil out or take some notes, tell us a little bit more how we can support you, follow you. Where should we go?
Yeah, if you want to connect further and see some of my motorcycling and coffee videos and whatnot, then you can find me at Henry D. Sims on all the major social channels. And if you want to see more about how we can actually help you, then go to sims.media.
Boom. That's all in the show notes. And we talked a lot. Literally, my show notes writer is a king. So all these tips will be in the show notes if you need to rewind. But close out with something. I like to call them integration assignments. We learned a lot in a short period of time. What's one thing, and you can say something you already said or something new, what's one thing that we can start integrating as early as right now?
Yeah, I think the thing that we started off with, that is your simple homework at the end of this episode, is to take out a piece of paper and write down what is your expertise, what makes your knowledge unique, what you're the best at. Identify that. And then think about who's the person that you can impact the most. It may be yourself at a previous date that you know how to bring to where you are now. But whoever that is, identify it. So identify, write down, what is your expertise? And then who can you impact the most? Once you've got that clarity, you'd be surprised how quickly the additional pieces of what content do I make and how do I present myself come along. But identify those two pieces, then go online and look at all of your social channels and your websites and all those things and ask yourself, is it clear this is my expertise and this is who I help on all of those channels? Because if it's not, you've got confusion in the world, and no one confused is going to give you their credit card.
No one confused is going to pull out their credit card. Have some clarity. Dude, between you and Steve, your father, so much insight on this podcast. I appreciate you coming on the show, Henry.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.